This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, December 18th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Farm groups score in year-end bill. GT's farm bill target, an ag told to relax on RFK Jr. Farm aid secure, ag groups urge passage of year-end bill. Farm groups have a lot to cheer in the massive year-end funding bill that congressional leaders finally released last night. The nearly 1,600-page measure includes nearly $31 billion in disaster aid and economic assistance for farmers. Of that amount, $10 billion will be distributed to farmers along the lines of the Farmer Assistance and Revenue Mitigation Act of 2024, the Farm Act. It was introduced by Representative Trent Kelly of Mississippi this fall. The American Farm Bureau Federation and the National Farmers Union quickly endorsing the legislation and urging lawmakers to pass it. AFBF President Zippy Duvall told AgriPulse early yesterday, emerging from a meeting with House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, quote, "This is a time to help our farmers and ranchers get through this next year until we get a new, modernized farm bill." The bill also includes a one-year farm bill extension, plus provisions allowing year-round sales of E15 and delaying for 1 year the deadline for farms and small businesses to report their ownership to the government. You can read more about the legislation and the biofuel provisions at AgriPulse.com. Thompson Eyes Q1 Farm Bill. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson is planning a relatively ambitious schedule for the farm bill, given that Republicans are planning more work on appropriations, budget reconciliation, and a long to-do list early in the next Congress. "I'm looking first quarter, early next year, to take up a farm bill," he told reporters yesterday. South Dakota Senator John Thune, who takes over as Senate Majority Leader in January, told colleagues yesterday a farm bill would be a priority for the chamber in 2025. "Members should expect to take up a farm bill in 2025. We're now more than a year overdue on the next bill. Farmers and ranchers in my state and around the country are waiting for Washington to update farm programs to reflect current agriculture needs," Thune said. Ag lawmakers. Farm community should relax on RFK Jr. Many lawmakers and farm groups have expressed concern about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s prior statements criticizing food and agriculture, particularly proposals to restrict the use of pesticides. But after a meeting, after meeting Kennedy yesterday, Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas said the two share the same goals on agriculture and the farm community should be relieved. Kennedy, who was nominated by Trump to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, has meetings scheduled with senators throughout this week to secure his nomination. "I think that American agriculture is going to be relieved when I hear from his own words to talk about this," Marshall said after his meeting. By the way, in the House, Thompson said yesterday that Kennedy, quote, "needs to get up to date with the reality of how we do things." But Thompson said he's encouraged, certainly, farm groups to relax. He said there's a large list of issues Kennedy will be responsible for if confirmed to the HHS, including in the healthcare and pharmaceutical space. He added Kennedy won't have jurisdiction over several issues in agriculture that farm groups may be worried about. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Democrats finalized Craig as ranking House Ag Committee member. Minnesota Representative Angie Craig has officially won the top Democratic slot on the House Agriculture Committee. In a vote of her Democratic colleagues, she defeated her only opponent, Representative Jim Costa of California, 121-91. Incumbent ranking member David Scott dropped out of the race following the Monday Steering and Policy Committee vote. Big for biofuels? Well, Illinois Representative Nikki Budzinski, who spoke in favor of Craig at the caucus meeting, argues Craig will be good for biofuel policy. Craig co-chairs the Congressional Biofuel Caucus with Representative Dusty Johnson of South Dakota, and the two have collaborated on biofuel legislation in the past. Budzinski said, quote, "I'm hoping that her leadership in that space will continue to elevate those issues that support Midwestern farmers, in particular on the committee." Pro-biofuels Republicans like Representatives Adrian Smith of Nebraska and Zach Nunn of Iowa also welcomed Craig's selection, given her biofuel background, and appeared open to working with her on those issues. "There's nothing more American than a fuel source that can be produced time and time again right here in the country," Nunn said. "I know Angie is a leader in this, and I look forward to working with her on it." New leadership? Well, during the full caucus meeting, Democrats also elected Virginia Representative Jerry Connelly as ranking member of the House Oversight Committee. He defeated New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez 181-84. Representative Jared Huffman of California won the ranking member position on the House Natural Resources Committee. The current ranking member, Raul Grijalva of Arizona, had led Democrats on the panel since 2015, but announced he would step away earlier this month after Huffman announced his bid. Huffman secured the recommendation from the steering committee on Monday, but Grijalva-backed opponent Melody Stansberry of New Mexico did not officially drop out until Tuesday's full caucus meeting. African trade program dropped from spending bill despite support. A trade preference program that allows sub-Saharan African countries to export eligible products duty-free to the U.S. was not renewed in the end-of-the-year spending legislation, despite lawmakers from both parties supporting the provision. The African Growth and Opportunities Act, under which almost $3 billion of agriculture products enter the U.S. each year, set to expire next September. Democrats were pushing for a two-year extension to give lawmakers more time to weigh adjustments to the program. Ways and Means Committee ranking member Richard Neal of Massachusetts told AgriPulse. Multiple Republican lawmakers involved in trade policymaking told AgriPulse this week they supported the prospect of renewing AGOA through this must-passed bill, including Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley and Nebraska Representative Adrian Smith. "We thought it had some legs on Sunday night," Neal said, adding that he didn't know why the provision was eventually dropped. USDA outlines framework for demand-side effort to curb deforestation. USDA has announced a policy framework that would shape demand-side efforts to limit illegal deforestation, with an initial focus on agricultural commodity-driven deforestation. USDA says an informed policy would minimize compliance costs and burdens on U.S. importers, including those stemming from traceability and due diligence requirements. The effort should also use Earth observation data to monitor deforestation and step up enforcement efforts, the USDA adds. The framework is part of the Biden administration's effort to implement a 2022 executive order to preserve global forests and tackle imports linked to deforestation. Multiple agencies also published a report outlining best practices for the U.S. government to avoid contributing to deforestation and promote sustainable land use in development projects as part of the initiative. Here's today's final word. That's all a bridge to get us to January, when, frankly, we'll get this farm bill enacted that adds some robust safety net for everybody. That House Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania on the ag provisions and the year-end funding bill. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, December 18th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nellie.